All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this May 26, 2014. And couldn't be happier to have in studio Kirk Aghori, equipment specialist at Pete's Golf and assistant PGA teaching professional at the Greens at Half Hour. How you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing okay. You know, Anthony, I know the weather's bad, but you skipped the month.
Oh,
it's April. I know you want it to be May.
I want it to be May. It's April. Excuse me. You're right. Well, the weather's just so bad.
That's what I'm here for.
Good thing I have you in as riding shotgun here, because and you see, maybe we should have had it at 11 o'clock when you had asked. We should have moved it back. Maybe it's a little even too early for me.
It's gloomy out there. This is crappy.
And forget about, you know, the industry, just people in general. When the weather's like this, it's got to be the longest winter I can't even imagine.
You know, I hear it a lot of times where the people come in and I have students say they just haven't played. Some people just haven't been out there.
Yeah.
Where compared to, I'd say, compared to a couple of years ago,
right,
we had a decent winter, people are playing.
Right.
They're just not playing.
Yeah, no. I mean, a couple of years ago, we didn't really have like a winter, really. I mean,
right,
there were people who played almost all year round. I mean, granted, it wasn't most pleasurable, but I mean, they were out there swinging the clubs,
right,
and that's the thing. I mean, and I think Woody said it best a couple weeks ago. Like, people aren't even thinking about it. It's not even like in. It's not even coming to the, you know, the forefront of their mind to do it, and that's depressing in itself to hear.
Yeah, I agree. And then you get a Saturday weekend where this is the time where we got to get all those, you know, weekend warriors out there, and then you get a day like this, it just really shoots it down.
Exactly.
So, man, it's unfortunate.
It is. You know? It is. Well, we got plenty to talk about and to touch upon, but we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
You know this guy, right? This Joe Horowitz?
It's a much better start to the morning. Listen to Joe. What's happening, Joey?
He's a good man. He's a good man.
He is.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. In studio, Kirk Aghori, the equipment specialist at Pete's Golf and the assistant teaching professional at the Greens at Half Hollow. Kirk, how was your winter? I mean, since we've had plenty of it, you know, what were you up to? What were you doing? What are you learning? What's going on?
Well, for myself, it was a very eventful winter time. Had many opportunities to travel around and to go learn from some of the top pros around the country. Had some great experiences down in Charlotte. Went down there a couple times to go visit the guru who...
Mm-hmm.
Is Jason Sutton. So if you want to follow a great golf professional, his name is, I think his Twitter handle is, I got to find it right here. Sorry, folks. I'm just going to be mumbling here for a sec. But his name is Jason Sutton. Great guy. And so we had a workshop down there about a month ago,
mm-hmm,
and really had some very knowledgeable pros around and just trying, mm-hmm, to share information, trying to learn from each other. Great times.
It's interesting that you say that there are people in professions, and we all know them, that are always trying to stay ahead of the curve by consulting with people, by trying new things, by, you know, not, they're always just trying to get better as a whatever it is that they do, and everybody sees that in their individual professions. But it seems like with the winds of, and we'll get to the guru in a second and all that stuff, but I wanted to jump back because it seems like With the win, Bubba Watson's win, and some of these natural swingers of the club, if you will, they're sort of
self-proclaimed, never taking a lesson,
right?
Which is, by the way, untrue.
Right. And so what I wanted to get to you about is, like, you know your reaction as to these people who are saying that, you know, golf instruction in some ways is paralyzing the game, paralyzing students into not being able to perform, versus the reality of what you're trying to do in growing the game.
Yeah, golf is not an easy game. People see it. You know, you get your special, you get your anomalies like these Bubba Watsons, these natural golf, for sure. But that's why they're on the PGA Tour. They're not on the PGA Tour because they don't have instruction.
Right.
It's because they're just a world-class talent. You know, they're one out of millions that's
right
out there playing. And the frustration is, especially, I'll just say it straight out, Golf Channel. You know, some of these people on the Golf Channel are misled, misinformed, and just ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're trying to do as golf professionals, instructors, and fitters is we're just trying to make the game easier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear a lot about how we're complicating the game, mm-hmm. making it difficult, and I think it's the exact opposite. I think we're becoming better and more accurate, and we're able to save time, and we're able to get to the real causes of what golfers struggle with more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not trying to do, you know, paralysis through analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we're able to do is we're able to simplify it even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you keep watching these shows that are, I think, you know, in some ways just misinforming golfers out there, I'm just not sure what the direction is. You know, the game of golf already is not grown in the direction that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so it almost seems like they're trying to slow the growth of the game instead of grow it.
Right.
So it's a little frustrating.
The other part of it, I always feel bad for instructors because one of it is not every student who goes also puts in the time to do what they want, you know. And so it's got to be frustrating for you. I mean, you know, when I take a lesson, I practice the stuff that we're supposed to do so that when I come back, so that I progress. And a lot of students don't do that. And then they come back, and it's almost like a fresh lesson also every time they come. And that's got to be part of the...
Well, I think the approach, Anthony, is when I see a golfer that anticipate is like that, I have to give him a totally different kind of lesson.
Right.
You know, I can't approach everybody the same way.
Right.
Someone who I think is going to be diligent and passionate and has the time to play.
Mm-hmm.
There is a different developmental, you know, program that I'm going to give them and the way that they're going to practice. Where if I get that golfer who just, you know, plays several times a year or they're just looking to prove, but I know they're not going to practice, my information I'm going to give them is going to be much more simple, something that they could just key in on just so that they could play a little better.
Give me some of the examples of stuff that you've been doing that, you know, helping you, you know, learn or be a better professional.
I think it's constantly trying to research. You know, without the research and without the testing and without trying to validate information that's out there for yourself, I don't think there's any learning of that. You know, I know because you could have somebody dictate to you or tell you about something, but I could use an example, someone like John Graham out there. You know, everybody knows John Graham.
Right.
You know, his mindset is that he's got to do it on his own. He's got to test it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brain accepts it or he will debunk whatever that theory is.
Right.
So in many ways, I'm like that about equipment, about testing equipment, constantly just trying to figure out, okay, is this info accurate? Is it not? Is it going to help golfers? Is it not? Who is it for? How is it helping me grow? So it's just a constant evolution, I think, to just keep getting better.
I love when I'm following you on Twitter, and it's at Kirk Aguri, O-G-U-R-I. When you're testing equipment, it seems like you're like a kid at play. You know, talk about that process of trying to figure out, you know, what is it that you're looking for? What is it that you're...
Well, in case Woody's listening... sometimes this stuff is done at off hours. So, you know, it's,
don't worry, Woody.
But you know what? You're right, though. I mean, I sometimes just have to kick myself and kick myself out
of
the place because there's just so much I want to do, but there's just, you know, it's just I have to stop sometimes myself.
Because
one, the other is I just can't keep hitting so many shots
physically.
Right.
What is it that you're trying to do? I mean, and how is it benefiting you and your customers?
Well, the things clients? That we try to do as club fitters or equipment specialists is just try to figure out how everything is designed. Who is it for? Does it really do what these manufacturers tell us and market to us? And so we really want to know how they work and who is it for? How is the quality of the products? Are they able to reproduce these products after you order them? You know, so these are the things that we're trying to find out.
Do you find, and we don't have to mention names, but you find that there's a lot of that the clubs that they're saying they're for are not for who they think they are, or they just didn't anticipate it to be.
Oh, sure.
To perform like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. The harder a company tries to market it, the more BS I believe it is.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because why do they have to push it so hard?
Right.
To try to brainwash people?
Yeah, right.
It's like, you know, if it's a good product, it's a good product. It's going to work.
It's going to last on its own.
Yeah. So in that way, we're not naming any names, but
right.
You know, the more. I just see that if you want a good quality product, it's very difficult to mass produce it.
Right.
That's the simplest way I could say it.
And by testing everything the way you test it and to the extent that you test it, you know who it's gonna be made for and who can benefit from that technology.
Right. Right. So now not to get off too far on the tangent, but talking about the equipment side
right.
and instruction.
Right.
And in my opinion, how equipment and this new technology has greatly helped my ability to help golfers improve.
Mm-hmm.
And that misconception out there of how they're all this new equipment and modern technology, it's making teachers too technical. It's the total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have to give a little credit out to Mike Jacobs, mm-hmm. out there at Rock Hill. He's got a great academy,
mm-hmm.
X-Evolution, and spent some time out there. And he's very generous to golf pros. And I got on that new Gears. Which is
yeah, we were talking about that before the show. It's this new, this is the hot new thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible.
Tell people a little bit about it so they could maybe try and find out for themselves.
Well, Gears Golf is right now out in the forefront of technology. It's very similar to that mat technology that TaylorMade used to have, you know,
mm-hmm.
they still have. But you've got an entire bodysuit of sensors out there on your body, on the golf club, on the club head, and it is measuring for every interval, so every frame per second,
mm-hmm.
you are able to measure every single component, every single piece of your body, club, shaft, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the great part about that was the advice I got was the most simple thing you could think of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with all that technology out there and everything out there, he could have told me 10 million things going on.
Right.
Told me one small thing, and it just helped my confidence boost so greatly. So that's where you have all the equipment that can help a golfer. And how you utilize that equipment is the talent and skill of the instructor. And I think that's the way to do it.
Is the Gears thing is part of that attractiveness of that product? Is for the visualization that you get to see what it is that you are actually doing?
You can show them anything. I mean, I'm talking you can turn it upside down, backwards, inside out, any part, any
right.
parameter you want to look at. But you're going to show them, you're going to show the student what you think will help them. You don't have to show them everything. You know, it's not a Vegas show. You know, you don't have to show them everything. It's just
right.
will help them.
You show them what's appropriate.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. My guest is Kirk Aghori. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing, building, landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is Kirk Aghori at Kirk Aguri, O-G-U-R-I, on Twitter. He's the equipment specialist at Pete's Golf. He's the assistant teaching professional, PGA teaching professional at the Greens at Half Hollow.
Destroying the studio.
He's destroying the studio as we speak. The teaching professional at the Greens at Half Hollow. Let's talk a little bit about the state of the game. What do you think is the state of the game? I know, you know, we've lost 5 million golfers over the course of a decade, but yeah, you're where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. What's your sense of it?
Well, my role, you know, and I can't get into the deeper parts. Listen, I'm not smart enough for that. People much smarter than us thinking about
that. That's what we call above our pay grade.
Exactly right. But for my role is to just try to help golfers improve, have more fun, stay in the game. You know, I don't think my role is to try to create new golfers.
Mm-hmm.
I think my role is to try to keep them playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can make it more enjoyable by offering my instruction so that they can go out there, hit some better shots, just shoot a little bit, you know, shoot some lower scores, or if it's to get some equipment in their hands that can help enhance their game, or you get the golfer who plays 3-4 times a year in outings and they just want some equipment that is just going to help them enjoy the game, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for myself, that's the role where I just need to keep improving, keep finding different ways to help more golfers and communicate in different ways. Because, again, you know, we keep talking about it, it's not the simplest game, and it's not the kind of game that, as we say, some media sources keep saying, oh, just play the game, you know, just swing your swing, or, you know, they have a lot of these terms.
Right.
Well, if you did and you suck, how fun is that?
Right. Exactly. But there is some, I guess you could say, credence to the fact that you should play the game as a kid. I mean, you know, when I talk to my son when he's playing, and, you know, when I watch him, I should say, and he's playing basketball, right? He shoots, misses left. He shoots, he misses it right. He shoots, it's short. He shoots, it's long. He shoots, it gets it in. He's like, yeah. He's not killing himself after every shot like a golfer. Why is it that it seems like we're, and maybe it's just because we're adults doing it, there is some credence to play as a kid, wouldn't you say?
I think so. Maybe part of it is because people just watch too much PGA Tour. And they look at these players that are on the leaderboard that are playing the best all year, not missing. But, you know, people, it just gets skewed because you see these players making, you see the stats. You see that stat of Luke Donald?
Yes.
He made something like 1,500 out of, you know, he made like 1,499 out of 1,500.
From inside 3 feet, yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah,
but you hear stuff like that, and you see them on TV not missing putts, and then they go out there and play.
Right.
And they can't execute the shots the way they're seeing it. So they're trying to play through osmosis of TV fantasy land.
Right.
And so maybe that's part of it. Who knows, right?
But what I don't understand about that is true is, though, you watch people who bomb it all over. I mean, you watch Tiger Woods even when he's winning, you know, Phil Mickelson. They bomb it all over the, you know, sometimes they hit it off the planet. And so why do they expect to hit it? You know, maybe they want to, I know they're trying to hit it as well, but why do they expect to be so precise when they're watching professionals do it? Like you said, the one in a million guys still hit it off the map. Mm-hmm. Why is it not acceptable for them?
I'm not sure. I would almost think people that beat themselves up
in
golf, they probably do it in other parts of their life too.
Right. Oh, we get a little background music.
It's beautiful,
right?
Yeah. Like Saturday morning. Wonderful.
So,
did it stop raining yet?
It hasn't stopped raining yet. And it's supposed to clear up later, so hopefully there'll be some golf to be played later. But
Hope so. I got to go out on the golf course later.
You got some lessons today?
Yeah, I do later on, yep.
Nice.
So got some fittings earlier, lessons, and then get out there on the golf course. Yeah.
What you've taken a couple of trips, you mentioned earlier. Talk a little bit about that and what you're trying to accomplish, what you did accomplish, and what you didn't expect to accomplish and did.
I'd say the first trip that I tried to make down there was a gathering. It was called the Guru Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that was with Jason Sutton. His Twitter handle is Golf Guru TV.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, one of the kindest men that I know, got to meet him on Twitter. So it's amazing. You know, social media has really opened up many doors.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people went over there. had three presenters. You had Jason Sutton, John Graham, and Andrew Rice, and had probably about 40 or probably 50 golf professionals from around the country, some very good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to learn from each other, just trying to hear some information that they have, and then to get together and bouncing ideas off each other. Mm-hmm. Then getting together, and of course, after partying, you know, a little bit, and just enjoying some time. Then, of course, for myself, it's got to be involved with some golf, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So we had a nice little grudge match, and we had some fun playing out there. So that was one trip, which was last month. Of course, you know, going back to the PGA show, I'm sure you spoke with Woody Lashin about that.
Yeah.
Great week, always learning things and meeting some great engineers, meeting some of my peers from around the country, too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, sharing ideas
mm-hmm.
to try to get better.
It's always good to, like, sharpen the edge, you know. That's what I always – when you get away and you get into some warm weather and you meet some people and you're willing to accept – different ideas. Even if you don't have to agree with everything, but it's just nice to be in.
I don't agree with everything.
Right?
There's no question.
No, but I mean, when you're accepting of at least listening to the conversation.
Sure.
And where so many people aren't, and they get kind of stuck, you know, sort of in an old school kind of this is, you know, all mm-hmm. this new stuff. You know, it's. I think it reflects on the kind of person that you are, you know, as a person and as a teacher.
I agree with this. Some people are afraid of technology because they don't want to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, how tough is that? You know, let's say you're teaching something or you have a certain belief and you're afraid of the equipment because it may prove that what you've been doing is incorrect. But isn't it your role now, isn't it your responsibility to improve on that and to learn what is really accurate or not? So I'm not afraid of equipment because it's just going to make us better.
Yeah.
It's going to make the golfers better.
Exactly. Which is why you do what you do. You know, mm-hmm. you have a passion for improving the state of the game for people who are playing the game. And, you know, I just think it's admirable. And it reminds me of the story of Mike Hebron, who we've had on the show, Smithtown Landing, professional master teacher. And, you know, the whole reason why he changed his approach was because he was just tired of getting the same results.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, his approach may not be for everybody, but he did something drastic. You know, he could have rested on his laurels, as you said, and just kept on going and done what he had done and still had a beautiful, wonderful career that he's had to this point. But he basically put his career in reverse and said, I need to tackle, you know, something, you know, look at this from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I admire people like that. I admire people in the profession who are willing to do that. And quite frankly, those are the people I'm looking to, not because it's the latest and the greatest, but because they're willing to, you know, to experiment, to investigate and see what they you know, they want to help me. So why wouldn't I want to be with somebody who's doing everything they can to do that?
Right. You know, something I hear sometimes from some of my longtime clients is they, and we're working on things and as they're improving, they always go, this is something different. You told me something, you know, 3 years ago, something different.
Right.
And I think that's important because I'm figuring out that, yeah, there is a different way to do it, or there's a different way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go back to years ago when I was teaching that, I gave some unfortunate, crappy information, but that's all I knew at that time.
Right.
You know, we're trying to help. I'm trying to help golfers and trying to help them improve. And that's what I thought. That's the information I had in front of me. That's the knowledge base that I had.
Right.
That we just keep growing and we keep figuring out that there's new information out there. And the equipment's definitely helping us.
Absolutely. We're going to take one more short break and we'll come back. We'll wrap things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is the man, the myth, the legend, Kirk Aghori, the equipment specialist at Pete's Golf and the assistant teaching professional at the Greens at Half Hollow. Met PGA events coming up. What's going on? Well, we know we've got the LIGA. The Richardson's going to be coming up soon.
Yeah. Our first event, first big event, which is the Long Island PGA and then the Westchester PGA, is coming up next week. It's a match play event. Have a decent seating. So we're playing at the Mutton Town Club for Long Island side.
Great.
And I believe it's Mount Kisco up there in Westchester.
Okay.
So can't wait to tee it up. Hopefully some decent weather. It doesn't look like we're going to get some good weather. It looks like it's going to be cold and maybe rainy.
Yeah, next week.
So just got to be prepared for that. Can't wait.
What do you, how do you, you know, for Long Island golfers, what are some of the, do you change how you do or what you do on the golf course to sort of adjust to cold? Obviously, the ball's not going to travel as far, but is there anything else that you do?
Just my whole goal is make sure no matter what, if it's raining, that my hands stay dry. That is it. I don't care if I get wet.
Right.
My hands, my grips, my glove are going to stay bone dry no matter what I have to do. So that's where the energy comes. It's very tiresome. It's very draining emotionally and physically when it's raining, when it's cold, because you have to do whatever you can to make sure that your hands, which is the key,
right,
got to stay dry, got to stay warm.
And nothing swing thought, nothing, no change of the adjustment for the wet conditions?
Well, interesting. Wet conditions, yeah. You're not going to be able to spin the golf ball the same because you're going to get a little more sliding effect. You're going to get a little moisture between the club and the golf ball. So you can't spin it. Sure, the golf ball is not going to carry as far. So it's trying to dress in as many thin layers as I can so that I can still swing somewhat.
Maintain some flexibility.
Right. Just figure out what the temperature is and humidity so I can figure out the percentage of distance drop. I'm not going to tell everybody what it is because it's my competition.
No, I can understand that.
You got to stay ahead. Yeah, you got to prepare.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I always thought you too, putting, you know, when the greens get wet and stuff like that. Well, you know, how do you address that?
That's not my specialty. No, it's got some good keys. Seen putting pretty well this year.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, with putting, similar thing. You're just trying to roll the golf ball, you know, on your intended line. So you've read the putt and just trying to get the ball rolling, and just make whatever adjustments you need to.
Great.
Yeah, roll it in the hole.
That's it. Well, I can't thank you enough for being here, man. It's always a pleasure. It's always fun to have you in. We always have a good time. Really appreciate you taking the time to get up.
Oh, sure. Great start to the morning.
You know, appreciate everything that you do on social media, the advice that you give. But, yeah, you know, it's better than telling people it's April when it's May or May when it's April. No, seriously, I really appreciate everything that you do. I appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you, Anthony, for the show. It's always fun. I know you're doing your role to try to grow the game also.
Yep.
So hope to be back soon.
My guest, Kirk Aghori, equipment specialist at Pete's Golf and teaching professional at the Greens at Half Hollow. And you can follow him on Twitter at Kirk Aghori. That's O-G-U-R-I. Thank you for tuning in, folks, on this gloomy Saturday morning. I won't say
in April. Much,
in April. Hopefully you'll join us again on the links and outside and on the radio. Next week, you're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.